to West Hempstead Echoes Podcast with Norm and David, this week sponsored by Creative Corner. This week's subjects include discussions on COVID, the supply chain shortage, and a little look at what's going on in the weather. We'll start off with a look at COVID. I'm sure, as all of you know, COVID numbers are unbelievably bad, at least the infection rate. It's spreading throughout the town. Everyone knows someone who has it or who has had it. And the issue is not going away in the short term. Statistically, West Hempstead is at 74% of fully vaccinated adults, which is okay. And along with that, if you look at the numbers in Nassau County in total, Nassau County is up to 318,000 total COVID cases, and unfortunately, related 3,427 deaths. Hospitalizations are up. Flu is mixing in. Norm, what do you think?
I think we're out of control. It really boggles my mind that 25% of the town is not vaccinated. But I see it. And I was at a meeting recently where people weren't even wearing masks indoors. That just it just hurts my brain. I don't understand. We have almost every other home in town has been affected. And still people just don't get on the wagon. We see the testing is going crazy everywhere we look. On Hempstead Turnpike, the urgent cares have lines around the block. And now they're testing at homes. And we have professionals who work during the day and at night. They've got a side job and they've got cars around the block testing. And people think they can test their way out of it. I'm sure testing is an important part. It's just, it may not be enough.
Yeah, I think testing is certainly an important part, and it's only an indicator. But to your point of the testing that's going on in residence, that's an interesting subject. So what we have here is certain homes, perhaps a home of someone who's a nurse, and they're working with a company that's doing testing. And this used to be something that occasionally, as I'm a dog walker, you would see maybe one or two cars in front of a house waiting for to be tested. Now you're seeing 5, 6, 7, sometimes 10 cars lined up. The cars are running. They're idling in front of other people's homes. Sometimes they're getting out of the car. They're dealing with their kids. It's now a whole situation on a block that used to be really quiet.
Yeah, I've heard problems with people getting out of their driveways. The people in line don't want to move because they don't want to lose their place in line. And then you have a neighbor who's trying to really be as flexible as they can be to allow a nurse to test in the community. Now you have people coming in from outside the community because they see on Facebook you can get tested in a shorter line in a private home than you can at a hospital or a urgent care. So it's become a bit out of control.
It has become a bit out of control, but you know, to look at it a little bit from the other side, as you've pointed out, the testing that's available is a train wreck. It's a mess. There are lines around the block. There's pop-up sites. They're giving out allegedly testing kits like they were trying to do over the weekend, and a very few amount of people were actually able to get this stuff. So it's a mess out there. So, you know, everyone's looking for a way to be able to get tested that doesn't completely disrupt their lives.
Yes, they're never going to have enough of these private testing kits. You know, I often hear with schools, they had 40,000 of them, I think, for Board of Ed one day. I mean, it's a silly number. So now even if you tested every kid, and it's a million kids, what are you doing the next day and the day after that and the week after that? You need to have hundreds of millions of test kits to carry this country just for a month, less than a month. So I'm not sure that's going to help. But I do understand the problem of not having access to testing. I mean, people are waiting 2, 3, 4 hours for a test and then waiting 2, 3, 4 days to get the results back, which kind of negates the usefulness of the test altogether.
Yeah. So I think getting back to the discussion of the home testing, it would seem that it would really be up to that home nurse to do their best to control the situation, because they're the ones in charge. They can't schedule 10 tests in a 15-minute period. I don't think it should be eliminated. I mean, honestly, it's an outlet, and it has a viable reason to exist.
No, I completely agree with you. I think it's a tremendous asset for the community. However, they're not being controlled properly. I mean, they can ask these people to be sitting in a parking lot like you do at the airport, and text them when it's their turn to be tested, so that they're not congesting an entire residential neighborhood.
Perhaps even, open up a pop-up shop on Hempstead Avenue. There's a lot of vacant stores, and I'm sure some landlords would appreciate getting, some extra money for a few months, and, take it away from the residential area and bring it over to the commercial section of town.
Yeah, that would be ideal. That would surely be ideal.
Well, we certainly hope as things go that the current variant is going to flame out, and it's going to be heading on its way down soon. We have no real evidence of that outside of seeing what's happened in some other countries, and perhaps we'll be heading into that downward trend, which would be a really good thing.
I'd love to believe that, but just as the last variant came along without any notice, you don't know what's around the corner, and it can come from any part of the world. It's not even based in the United States. It starts in another continent, and then all of a sudden, a month later, our whole outlook changes.
Actually, I heard on the news today about a new variant. I don't think there's a name for it yet, and I believe that it had originated in France. So, whatever.
I'm not surprised. And I think this is the way it's going to go for a while. And unless, like you say, one variant flames us out and then it all ends. But if people are not getting vaccinated, they're not being careful, I just don't see how that's possible.
One of the short-term implications that we've seen, and certainly seen it in the community, has been some gaps in supplies and getting things like basic necessities like milk and dairy products and vegetables. Have you noticed any of that the last few weeks?
Yeah, actually, there's plenty of supply on the shelves. But if you want something specific, my family drinks lactate milk. So Stop and Shop ran out of it. They were out of it for a few days. It's not to say there wasn't any other milk. There is milk. But you don't have choices like you usually had. And the supply delivery levels are considerably down from what they were. Having said that, there's plenty to eat. Plenty of vegetables, lots of stuff. Not a lot of choice that you had before, but you certainly are not. We're not living in days of Moscow, when the one piece of bread came out and three families shared it. It's not as bad as people make it sound.
No, I don't believe we're heading into the depression era by any stretch of the imagination. But we are dealing in different times, and when it's lactate or cream cheese and you can't get it, it becomes a major crisis. And,
I say roll with the punches. If that's your biggest impact in life, you're doing all right.
Exactly. So, I think more cream cheese is at hand. Fortunately, we're seeing the shelves will be, loaded up hopefully soon. I think the holiday, as well as some bad weather, may have impacted some deliveries. But as you point out, just not a major issue impacting West Hempstead.
Yeah, we're going to have to get used to weather-related issues. Winter's here. You saw what happened on I-95, a 50-mile backup. Supplies, children and families locked in cars for over a day. Weather's tough and getting tougher, and I think we're going to have to get used to that.
Yeah, so this morning at at 6:15, I got up to walk my dog as I usually do, and there was a little drizzle out, and honestly, if it wasn't for the fact that my dog weighs 80 pounds, I would have flopped on the ice like it was nobody's business, because I didn't realize that it was a sheet of ice outside. No one talked. It wasn't really a big news item. Certainly around Nassau County, they were caught flat-footed. There were no streets salted that I'm aware of. And I know the issue was much more severe in counties like Westchester and Rockland as you go further north. But you know what? It was a real slip and slide this morning.
Yeah, some of the roads I have noticed were pre-treated. They didn't do it when there was rain forecasted, because that just washes it away. Mm. And they try and pre-treat right before a snowstorm. But when you got this level of temperature change very close to the freeze line, it's only a wind blowing that can change your sidewalks, you know, treachery. It's a tough time.
Absolutely. And just when we thought we were done with that, we do have a quick storm moving in Friday morning. I think it should be coming in around 5 a.m. and heading out early in the afternoon. Could drop a couple of inches, make the drive time nice and slick for Friday morning. Just be careful out there.
Yep. I'm going to fill up my car with gas. I'm going to go out and buy some more food. Do the usual things that people do when they predict 2 inches and possibly get 2 feet.
Gotta
count on the weather, man.
Gotta go out and get your bread, your lactate milk, and your salt. So that will conclude this week's episode of Echo's News and Information Podcast with Norm and David, sponsored by Creative Corner. Join us next week and have a great day.